Before I read the scripture today, I'd like to say that the flowers today are placed in the sanctuary to the honor and glory of God by Rick and Rose Cotton in honor of Rose's birthday on Friday, 4/10. Happy birthday. Want to get that in there? When I stepped up there to get the offering, I saw those beautiful flowers. I said, who gave those things? And I went and looked it up. So we did. It's good to be back with you today. I hope that the Lord will lead me and the Holy Spirit will be with me. I covet your prayers as I bring this morning's message on true worship. it's kind of evolved out of some things that I've been reading and I guess the Holy Spirit speaking to me about worship. And the sad part is that anytime you preach, I think the sad part is that a lot of the people need to hear the sermon's not here. So that's up to you. When you go out, and I'll tell you in a moment, it might be bad, but don't tell them that part. But tell them that's the best sermon you ever heard and need to come, you know. And that's going to be part of what I'm going to share with you this morning. But I really, really is sad. Last Sunday, we had a full house just about that one. And this morning, I stepped out of the Sunday school room, and there wasn't a single soul in the sanctuary. I know I got out a little early. Let them out a little early this morning at Sunday school. But there wasn't a single soul. But y'all did come finally in. And we're going to see this. I'm going to share with you out of the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, verses 21 through 24. Actually, before that, I'm not going to read the whole story, but you're familiar with it, and I guess you shouldn't take that for granted, that since there's a lot of people that come to church sometimes that haven't studied the Bible. How many of you know the story of the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well? Raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. Tell it, okay? That's good. I'm really not shocked, but that's good. But you always can't assume that people know things. When I was teaching, that's one of the things that would get you in a lot of trouble when you get ready. Bobby knows this from teaching, and so does some of the others that have taught in school before, that if you assume they know something, you're going to get down the road by halfway through a lesson, and you're going to find out they don't know it. Then you got to go back and teach them that. So what the educational psychologists call it is advanced organizers. You have to have some advanced organizers. You have to kind of sneak something in early in the lesson or the day before so you know they'll be ready. You don't have to stop and do various things to get them up to speed. But, you know, we know this woman's story. But the last part of the conversation in verses 21 through 24 is what I want to concentrate on this morning. If you have your Bible, you can turn with me to John chapter 4, verses 21 through 24. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Pray with me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, these words are so true. Dear Heavenly Father, they were said by your Son, Jesus Christ, while he was on this earth, sharing with this woman, dear Heavenly Father, that needed a lesson on worship. She'd already told Jesus that her folks worshiped on a mountain there and knew that his folks worshiped down there in Jerusalem. But Jesus wanted to share with her something very important. That the hour is coming, and actually it's now here because Jesus was with her, that we will worship, not necessarily in any one particular place, but we'll worship in the spirit and in the truth. I pray now, dear Heavenly Father, as I share this morning about what you've led me to share, that those here, dear Heavenly Father, can glean from it and gain from a knowledge of what is true worship and what would please you. Lord, I pray your Spirit will speak through me, your servant. In Christ's name, amen.